The state of Tennessee is offering a free urine test kit to parents who suspect that their children are using drugs, though some counselors don't agree that confronting a child with a plastic cup is the best approach. Clay Parker is the sheriff of Bedford County, Tennessee. He says the idea for the kit was the result of a collaboration between the juvenile courts and judges.
One of my detectives came up with the idea and proposed it to me, and talked with a juvenile court director and juvenile judge, and they decided it was a good idea, so we decided to go forward with it.
That's one kit per family.
Yes. Under most circumstances, that would be enough. We try to make sure that it's not just someone that's out to try to pass a urinalysis kit at work or something along that line.
Now, you say it's been pretty successful. Parents have responded positively to it?
Yes, it's been well received, and actually the media being exposed to it and putting the word out has made it actually a little bit more successful than it actually was. It was more of a word-of-mouth type of thing initially.
Now, what about young people? How do they feel about it?
I doubt they like it very much, probably. Mom or dad comes up with a kid, and, you know, if I'm juvenile and I'm out here experimenting with drugs, I wouldn't be very happy if my parents had access to be able to find out if I was dabbling in marijuana or something like that.
I wonder at what point you go to this idea. I mean, do you talk to the children first? Do you recommend that parents find out if they're using drugs before they spring this thing on them?
It's been my experience that parents seem to be some of the last, I guess, to know. Parents will typically say, well, I had no idea my child was on drugs or doing this or doing that. So when it gets to the point that a parent will recognize that something's wrong with their child, you know, they're not acting the same, their schoolwork's gone to pot, by the time a parent becomes aware, you know, usually there is a problem.
So I guess they're going to counseling or whatever?
I would assume so. I mean, that's the idea. It's just a method or a means for a parent to take some kind of action other than to get their child into the criminal system.
Can parents be certain that the child isn't using drugs if the test is negative?
All these tests are not 100%, but they're an indication possibly they needed a better test.
Would you have any qualms about confronting your child if you had a suspicion they were using drugs and you'd give them a test?
If I was under suspicion, yes. Of course, my kids are grown. It's not a problem now. Of course, my kids are tested.
Very good, Sheriff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Clay Parker is the sheriff of Bedford County, Tennessee.